Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hey, everybody. It's Teresa and America, and we're back in the open.
Hi, everyone. Hope everybody is doing okay. So today we are going to talk about why my body hurts all the time.
Pain.
Pain in general.
The intersection of pain.
And mental health.
And mental health.
Yeah. And we kind of decided on this topic because, one, Teresa has a headache, and two, I'm kind of always in pain. So we thought it would be important to kind of explore that because I think there is a definite connection between the two, and oftentimes people may not realize that they may be struggling with their mental health when they have physical pain going on.
Yeah, when you told me that you Googled, my body hurts, what is going on?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever questioned that my pain was connected to my mental health problems.
Coming from a person who, like, I deal with back issues. I've had back issues for a number of years. It just hurts. But then I also used to have a lot of headaches. Not so much anymore, but there are moments when I still can have headaches. And one of the things that you do when you're having headaches, for example, is that the doctor will tell you, track them, see if, you know, there are moments that are impacting why you have headaches. And when I started doing that and really thinking about that, it was connected to like stressful moments.
Yes.
So that's when I was like, okay, if there's something physical going on with me, can it be tied to whatever else I'm feeling?
Yeah. I think that's why it's kind of stupid when you Google like mental health and pain or whatever, that there's like, no, we're not sure that mental health causes chronic pain or whatever, even though every single person who has depression or anxiety or psychosis or bipolar disorder would tell you that they absolutely struggle with pain. Is that the distinction there is around stress. Like, I think most people get that having stressful thoughts and having stress in your life can cause pain?
I think so, but I think it's important for us to think about how pain can be defined. Like, I'm talking about backaches and headaches, but it may also be something like tightness of muscles and there's like strain on your on your back and all that.
Let's talk about how this starts to happen for us.
For me, I know like when I am getting stressed out and I'm like overwhelmed with things, my left side of my body will just tense up.
Left side.
Yeah, the left side. And my shoulders, like, they get super tight.
Yeah.
I may get a headache. And then I just feel heavy. And that's not a physical thing, but that's how I, like, I feel just heavy and weighed down.
Weighed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Because you literally are.
Right, with all
by your
the
stress.
All the crap and
that
stuff
you've picked up and put in your backpack.
Yeah. So that's why I know that I go see a chiropractor regularly, you know, to help me. And I do other things to help me relax. But those are the physical aspects of how I'm feeling. Or like I'm feeling very tired, you know, like no energy.
Why your left side?
I have no idea. I'm sure somebody like from the world of alternative medicine would be like, well,
your chakra?
Yeah. Your chakras are, you know.
Your chakras are misaligned?
Yes, are misaligned. You're carrying a lot on the left side.
Okay.
I think there is something to that because one side of the brain is more analytical compared to the emotional side.
Oh, okay.
And you carry on different sides of your body. Yes.
Makes sense of that.
Yeah. If there are any doctors out there that can address that, let us know.
Can you tell America about her left chakra? They're like, that's not how chakras work.
Yeah, dude. They're all in the center.
I don't know anything about chakras. So when I start to get stressed, I feel like the way I can describe it is I start to tense up like I'm going to start beating someone up.
Okay.
So
she's clenching her fist right now for people that can't see her.
It just feels like I'm going to have to punch someone. So what that does is like I know that it starts in my face. Like I'm clenching
like in your jaw?
I'm clenching my teeth.
Okay.
When I go to sleep, if I'm stressed out or I'm having like an attack or an episode or whatever, I know at night I clench my teeth more. I don't grind, but I clench in a way that like causes the back base of my neck to start having a knot.
Mm.
So there's something about like the way I can clench my teeth that it causes that tension headache that starts with my head. And then because I'm like in this punching position, I also bring my shoulders up, which then causes like a really hardcore muscle ache and pain along both sides of my shoulders, like right at the base of my neck, right? That part is so tight. And it's basically because I'm fighting all the time. Mm. Like I'm in fighting
stance. Yeah, your body is in that position.
My body is being like, oh, you want to have these stressed out thoughts? Let's fight. And then my body gets into a fighting position. And that's the first pain. It's not the most pain. And then for whatever reason, the way that when I sleep, because I'm tense in my shoulders, it also affects my hips.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because we're both old, I've started to have lower back pain, which I always had my back, you know, I've always had back pain, but I'm starting to get these weird knots where like, if I push them, I could feel a ball and it freaks me out. You know?
Yeah.
Do you have balls? And like, I have clients who have like fibromyalgia and I'm like, I'm getting trauma balls. I'm getting fibromyalgic balls in my body from my stress and my life.
So no, I don't have balls, but I do have knots. Knots of pent up energy.
What's a knot is different. I feel like a knot is different.
So it's funny that you say that you don't pay attention to any of like the chakra things or anything like that. I'm so into all of that.
Are you serious?
I swear to you that I am.
That is not how you present.
Oh man. Like I have a whole connection to energy and things like that. And when I know that my energy is being like thrown off, that's when I start feeling like physical aches and pains. And when you think about a knot, the way that I have read about it and the way that I understand it, when it's in your body, it's something that you're holding on to that you can't let go of, and whether that's like something that you should have said, or
my whole body is a damn knot.
Then we gotta like kink, you all get all those kinks out, because what you're talking about is are like those spots in your body that either are holding on to pain.
Yeah,
a lot of research has been done around this.
Whether you believe that metaphorically or like biologically, that's clearly what's happening.
And so, like, when you think of a ball, I don't think of a ball. I think of something that's just kind of like rope that is just knotted up together and it's just hard.
Okay, well, so I distinguish between a knot and a ball because I have knots in my shoulders and in my back.
Okay.
But knots to me are the big, big knots. Okay. They're big. They're like my muscles have tensed up in a big ball.
Mm-hmm.
This new thing is a tiny little ball. And when I push on it, it moves. Like I can pop it.
Oh.
It freaks me out. And it hurts. Like when I push on it, it pops and it moves to one side. And then I feel a shooting nerve pain.
That may be more nerve pain, really.
But why is it a ball?
Because it might be a cyst.
A cyst? I have cancer?
No. Cysts don't mean cancer.
They can mean cancer.
They can, but no, a lot of times they're just little balls.
I have a cyst in my back. My back.
Yeah. They could be little balls of fat. They could also be
what the hell?
Like extra liquid that builds up. For real. Look, neither you or I are medical doctors.
That's why this is fun.
Yeah. So we can explore all these things, but I think what has to happen for a lot of people is to come to an understanding of whatever they're feeling. Because when you're thinking about like the knots or what and these balls, like why do they happen? Do they just happen all of a sudden, or has it happened over time? Have you even thought about it?
The knots versus the balls?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, like the question of my mental health and my body hurting, like, I don't know. I definitely always felt like my body hurt as a reaction to the stress I had. And that's because for me, stress came first. So I've always lived with stress.
Right. So it's hard for you to distinguish.
And then when I was little, like obviously I didn't have a whole lot of pain, but I was like a little kid and you're also focused on different things. I don't think I noticed my physical pain until I got to my 20s,
mm-hmm.
where your body starts to age and you're like, oh, I totally know, but the anxiety, like the mental health problems came first. So I just always assumed like, oh yeah, like you can't keep clenching your face without it affecting your whole body.
Yeah. When I think about that, what I have to really consider and based on your experience is that because we're always functioning in a state that is normalized to us, right? Like we don't know any better. Then when you talk to other people that you're like, yeah, don't you feel like your back tensing up? They're like, no. It's like, oh.
Shut up.
Okay.
Doesn't everybody have back pain?
I think a lot of people do have back pain, but they don't have back pain and associate it with their emotional health.
Mm.
So like, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say a friend of mine starts telling me, you know, I haven't been sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she mentions that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, and then 3 months pass and she's like, yeah, I really haven't been sleeping well. And I'm like, dude, wasn't that like 3 months ago that you haven't been sleeping well? That's a long time for you to not be resting well.
Yeah.
So for her, she's come to, you know, just integrate that thought. It's like, I'm not sleeping well. I'm just functioning through the day. But if she were to stop for a minute and be like, what's happening? What's leading you to not sleep well?
Mm-hmm.
You could like kind of dig into whatever's happening and figure out, oh, you're not sleeping well because your mattress sucks. Okay. We can try to fix that, right? Oh, you're not sleeping well because you are struggling and taking care of your mom.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't ask those types of questions to yourself, then you may never associate it with your feelings.
I mean, it's so hard too, because it's not so, it's never like one or the other.
Right.
I feel like once you start down this train and as we get older, it's all mixed together. Cause I gained weight. Now that I'm heavier, mm-hmm. I stopped exercising. I also know that I have pain because I'm not as healthy.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not, is it tied to my mental health? Yeah, of course. When I'm depressed, it's harder to get moving, which is the horrible cycle that happens, right? But with the relationship of pain and mental health, it can help to know where things come from because mm-hmm. it offers up the solution.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get rid of your physical pain if your physical pain comes from emotional pain without dealing with your emotional pain.
Yes.
I've seen that with a lot of clients or friends where they have chronic childhood trauma or something, and then they have fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And then they work through that childhood trauma, and they realize that so much of their body, chronic, like whole body pain, is related to the tension and the trauma that they were holding on since
mm-hmm.
childhood. So that's kind of like, it's hard to separate the two, but it does help to know where it comes from. Because my husband has RA. Like, he has pain. He wouldn't say
that. Right, rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah. He wouldn't say that comes from trauma, but he's like, oh, that just is my body dying.
Right. And that's why I think it's so interesting when you start really thinking about this connection, because sometimes it is just you hurt yourself and your back hurts, whatever. But then when it becomes kind of something that occurs more frequently, I think you have to ask yourself why.
Or what I also hear you're saying is like when pain becomes chronic,
mm-hmm.
it can lead to other mental health problems that then contribute to even more pain because you're like waiting for the pain and you're like, why am I in pain? And the pain is debilitating and that's depressing.
Yeah. I've had a lot of people come and talk, for example, when we do outreach events and things like that, they're like, oh, well, you know, my mom, she's dealing with a lot and she just is tired all the time. And I think that's how we equate our emotional health. Like, you're just tired. That feeling of being weighed down. Like I was talking about when I get overwhelmed, you know?
Yeah.
And it becomes like so second nature in your functioning that you don't even think about it. But imagine if you aren't sleeping well. You know, we did an episode with Nathaniel, remember, where you're talking about no, you know, the lack of sleep and insomnia. Like, your body needs to rest and have like deep rest to recuperate. But if you're never able to get there, that's a lot to carry on a daily basis. So I think you have to ask yourself questions, very tough questions. You know, are my headaches related to my job? are my headaches related to the fact that I'm arguing with my partner all the time?
Yeah. What life experiences are causing you stress, and how does that stress affect your body?
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's, the answer is your body is connected to your brain, and your brain is connected to your experiences.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Completely. That's very succinct, Teresa. You're such a smart individual.
Stop.
I think that's where people have to spend some time in figuring out if you are feeling pain, what's happening? Because it could be something else.
Yeah. So do you think that people can just deal with the pain without dealing with the reason?
I think a lot of people do that through different things, like I'm going to take some ibuprofen.
Okay.
Or I'm going to drink a glass of wine. So in some ways you are, I don't want to use the term self-medicating, but you're finding comfort through another means.
But what about not bad coping skills? What about like massages?
I think that massages, acupuncture, chiropractic care, yoga, all those things are tied to our physical body. And the fact that you are releasing any energy that exists, that's existing in these knots.
Yeah.
That's what I completely believe.
So it does work it out.
Yes.
But if you don't deal with the underlying problem, they'll come back.
Will they come back? Oh, yeah.
What? So, you know, like in massage therapy, I don't know how they are like, oh, I'm going to work out a muscle and it's releasing that bad juju.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all that energy. Yeah.
I always do envision that it like seeps out of the knot
goes
and then it just gets sucked right back up. The bad juju. Like,
Have you seen The Green Mile?
A long time ago.
Okay. This is why it's relevant. So in The Green Mile, if folks that haven't seen it, I'm sorry, it's a spoiler alert, but this is what happens. You know, the main character in the movie is taking in, or at one point takes in, the bad stuff that exists in another person. And at one point opens his mouth and all the bad stuff comes out. That's all bad junk that we're carrying.
Yeah.
All of us have it.
Yeah.
You know, even if we live our best life, we can still be, you know, bad people at times, make bad decisions.
Or just have bad things happen.
Yes. So you carry that.
You carry your junk.
All of that. And through the work of massage therapy and all of these other, they're very holistic.
Yoga.
Ways to deal with this. Mm-hmm. You are releasing it, but you have to, I think, be able to tackle whatever it is that you're doing. So it's complimentary. Like, if you really are struggling, I would say talk to somebody about it, but also try to do something with your body.
I absolutely do not think that if you have pain that you know comes from emotional pain, I don't think that physical pain will ever go away until you tackle it. Pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll just come back.
It will.
I would agree with you. You have to, it's like anything else that you want to tackle and change with your, with anything that's going on with your person.
It's like, just really hard because.
Oh God, man. Of course it's hard.
Well, because like I think we can avoid emotional pain forever. We have that capacity to just ignore and avoid our emotional pain, but we'll go see, you know, a million massage therapists and call it self-care.
I think all those things, all those are tools that can help you. But when you're ready to really tackle the hard stuff, and it's the emotional stuff that you're carrying, then it is going to help you feel better.
I mean, if it doesn't, if you carry that stuff, I also think it's going to come out in other ways. So after you've knotted up your whole body, it starts to come out. It starts to come out
in your relationship.
Like, you're angry. I'm angry all the time. So these are the layers of signs where I'm like, okay, where am I in my level of destructiveness?
Yeah, completely, man. Like, what is it about the person, you know? I think people in general, we can carry so much pain. We don't talk about it. So it's just there. It exists.
Yeah.
And it does ooze out of us in all of our interactions. You know, you're just being a jerk. It's tied to that. It's also tied to the things that happened to you when you were like three and can't remember, you know? Yeah. I really believe all that because, you, like you said earlier, you know, our bodies are connected to our experiences. And if we're not able to break that cycle and be like, why? That'd be huge. I would love to have somebody on the podcast with us that can help us kind of think about this in different ways. Because I know, based on some reading that I've done, you know, the way that Native Americans tackle all physical pain and the connection that we have with our surroundings, and this is very much in line, like, with the indigenous kind of thinking that exists in Bolivia. You know, we're all connected. So as a community, we have pain, and that we carry. And when you think about the load of that and what it is that we can do for one another, I think there's so many possibilities.
Why you gotta end with such a huge responsibility? What the hell?
And because I think it's so important to help each other out. That's why.
Damn, America. I'm just trying to live.
Sorry.
I'm just trying to survive.
I'm trying to do better. So I can do better if my person does better.
Okay. America is going to help you get connected to the world. I was like, okay, if you're feeling pain, you should ask yourself if this has a physical cause. And if you cannot figure out any possible physical cause for your pain, then you should really ask yourself there's an emotional cause, and then work on it, do the hard work, and see if it works.
Yes, Teresa's right.
Release your jaw face. Stop clenching.
Yeah. I agree. I agree, Teresa.
I'm just kidding. No. That's really good.
All those things are connected. We can only help others if we help ourselves. If you really are, like, struggling with something physical, emotional, you got to address it.
That's where I am today.
Thank you, guys. Keep fighting in the open. Bye.